If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I know you would have hated it, so I didn't do it, but thinking about having Ross back on today, I almost did it. I didn't, but it crossed my mind to wear shorts today. 36. Spring is right around the corner. 36.
It is tough out there today.
Rain.
It is a cold rain.
I mean, I was inspired by that Ross take.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're going to be inside. I do think about the possibility of, like, car trouble, and then I'm out in the snow or something, and I've got shorts and sandals on. Like, that's ridiculous. That could be dangerous. But otherwise, so it didn't happen. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I suppose we should ask Ross what he's wearing today. Maybe it's a little warmer where he is.
That could be risky.
Ross?
Well, I'm wearing shorts, of course, but it's actually a little cold out, so I have, I guess these are called slippers, so I have, like, slippers-type things on my feet instead of flip-flops. I will say, like, I wouldn't be overly worried about the car trouble, but if something like that happened and there's snow or whatever, the flip-flops are really the problem.
Yes. Yes.
Like, in other words, you can survive shorts.
That's right.
But the flip-flops, I've done flip-flops in the snow, and that becomes a bad deal. Did I ever tell you guys when I almost cut two fingers off in a snowblower?
Ooh, no. I don't think so. I don't think I know this.
Ninth grade. The reason I thought of this is because I was wearing shorts. Ninth grade. We got a bunch of snow in Pennsylvania, and it was like a Friday night or Saturday night. I wanted to go out or do something. I guess not out. I was in ninth grade, so whatever. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, "Yo, you got to go snow blow the front walkway or whatever." And I was annoyed, and I went out there, and it was a one of those, like, you know, self-propelled lawnmowers or self-propelled snowblowers.
Sure.
Where the bar has to be down for it to move.
Yep.
Well, so we had one of those. So I go out and I'm snow blowing, and it gets stuck.
Oh no!
So I see that it's stuck, and obviously, very stupidly. So I thought, because I'm ninth grade, I'm like 14 years old. I thought if the self-propelled thing wasn't down, it would, like, the machine doesn't move forward and the thing doesn't spin.
The prop wouldn't be spinning, right? Okay, yeah.
However, since it was stuck, it was stuck with one revolution left. So it had all this pressure built up trying to complete its final task of, you know, of finishing spinning around one time. So when I unstuck it, it went wham. And it hurt. And I immediately knew, ouch, that was not good. I stuck my hand in the snow.
Uh-oh.
And immediately it was red everywhere.
Oh, boy.
So I go inside and I say, I thought I said it like really calm, but evidently my as calm as I could be was not that calm. I said, right. Mom, Dad. They come running down. My right index finger was more or less hanging by a thread. My right middle finger was just like a really bad deep cut. So we go to the emergency room, and there was enough there that they were able to save it. But I severed the ligament in both fingers. I severed the tendon in both fingers. And I had to go to hand rehab for like a year to be able to bend those fingers. Oof. And I was, the story started with me wearing shorts. But ironically, I don't know, like when I was in the NFL, somebody I knew, I ran into somebody who had to go to hand therapy. They're like, oh, yeah, they have a picture of you up on their wall.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was funny.
Famous alumni at hand therapy, Ross Tucker, NFL.
Testimonials.
Right. Wow. Hand therapy is exactly where you want to be going when you're like a sophomore in high school, Ross. Hand therapy is what you want to be doing with your time.
So anyway, I was supposed to play baseball that spring, and I didn't really get to play, and then I just never played baseball again.
I could barely keep the headphones on. This story is so hard to listen to.
Yeah, parts.
I
had some unpleasant physical reactions to this story just now. I'm just going to put it that way.
For everybody listening,
don't reach into a snowblower.
Under no circumstances, for any reason, do you ever put your finger in anything, especially a snowblower. That could have drastically changed the trajectory of my life. Just one stupid thing when I was 14 years old and annoyed at my dad that because he'd already said to me, don't ever put your hand in there, you know?
Sure, no, that's the first thing you say.
When you're 14 and the thing doesn't move when the bar's not down.
And you're trying to get somewhere, right.
Right, and I just thought, okay, it's not going to, like, I'm good. It's not going to, I don't have the bar down. It's not going to, but I didn't realize it had like the pressure built up to complete that final revolution or whatever it's called.
Yes. Okay. Well,
I'm waiting for this is going to be one of the best transitions you've ever had.
I'm going to need help with it. So I'll go this route. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Oh.
Because I could have probably used insurance, you know?
Yeah, that could be an insurance segue here. That's definitely there.
All right, look, we're out of it. Leave it behind. Let's go. Jacksonville has a draw, Ross. I've been saying for a couple of weeks that was, for me, in my opinion, the worst possible matchup for the Bills. What are your thoughts on the Bills and Jaguars?
1,000% correct. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm going to say this tomorrow when I pick the game on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, but I believe the winner of the Jags and the Bills is going to go to the Super Bowl. I actually think it's a shame they have to play in the wild card rounds because I could really have foreseen this being the AFC Championship game. I told you guys a few weeks ago when I did their game for CBS and I really studied them, they are good. They are legitimately good. Now, that doesn't mean the Bills can't win the game or won't win the game, but there's certainly a handful of teams I would have rather played some other teams than the Jaguars. But, you know, it is what it is. It worked out the way it worked out. And so now they got to go down there and take care of business. Not like they're some unbeatable team. They just are really on a roll. They're really playing well. You know, they have a quarterback that's always had the ability. He's just never really been consistent. He's never really put it together. And I was struck, sort of like when you do a production meeting with Josh on some level, but Trevor Lawrence was like so calm, relaxed, confident, comfortable when I, you know, when we did that game against, and I was against the Jets, but still, you could just see he was a young player that really was starting to get the confidence back that he had in high school and college when he was the number one ranked player in at both places.
Yeah, a lot of what I'm hearing and reading this week indicates that Liam Cohen's offense, it took a little while for it to get going, and maybe Jacoby Myers being added sort of helped unlock a lot of stuff, but that he's playing a lot more free. Just sort of not, like trusting what he's seeing and just letting it go. And the results have been good. People have been listening to me for a few weeks now talk about them. What is it about them, other than the streak they're on in Lawrence, that you think makes this the toughest matchup in the pool for the Bills?
Yeah, so if you just look at the offense, right, these guys are not household names yet, but Their slot receiver, Parker Washington, he's good. I mean, like, he got a couple punt returns for touchdowns. You know, he was like a sixth-round pick a few years ago from Penn State, who probably should have stayed at Penn State for one more year, but he's really talented and really playing at a high level. Then their tight end is Brenton Strange, ironically another Penn State kid who's in his third year. He is without question a top 10 tight end. It's like they have a decent amount of players that are better than people realize yet. Like they're not. It's like, I mean, I hope for your guys' sake this doesn't happen, but I can see them going to the AFC Championship game, maybe the Super Bowl or whatever, and these guys all making plays. And then next year going into the season, people say, man, the Jags really have some really good players. They've got Parker Washington. They got Brenton Strange. But right now, nobody really knows much about these guys. But if you actually watch them, like Brenton Strange, super athletic, but then as a blocker, like he murders people. It's really fun to watch. Like he gets after people. Their O-line is the best they've had in years, because they made it a priority and they got the right kind of guys there. Etienne's a good running back. And then their other receivers, Brian Thomas, I think, was what, third in the NFL last year in receiving yards as a rookie? And he's almost like their third option this year. Myers is sort of the guy that, you know, Trevor Lawrence can really count on. So they just have a really nice, they're good at every spot that they put out there. You know, Parker Washington is almost like a Shakir, and I would argue that the Bills don't really have guys like Jacoby Myers as well as Brian Thomas. And then at tight end, Strange is almost like a Knox Kincaid combo. So they just got a good thing going. Mm-hmm. I think their defense is good, not great. I think there's a decent amount of points in this game. I don't think their defense is like, oh, my gosh, the Jags defense. They got a good team. They've got some good players over there. Their linebackers are good. Josh Hynes-Allen is good. But I think their defense is beatable, which is why I think this feels like, you know, 31-27, you know, something like that. I'm envisioning a decent amount of points.
From time to time, maybe when it gets quiet in here, I'll play a card on Bulldog where it's usually the coach in mind, but all right, how do we whip up some hate for this opponent? And you can tell already how, if you will, soft Bulldog is on the Jaguars. Like he's becoming a fan. Wait till he hears this. Parker Washington's real name is Christopher Parker Washington.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's Bulldog's name.
That's my name.
With a Washington after it.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought your name was just Christopher Parker.
It is, yeah.
No, yeah, I don't have a Washington at the end.
You're right. No, that's exactly right.
Right.
Still.
Sorry for the confusion.
19-347-2 in his last three games, and they were meaningful games. Washington. You know, one thing I think is interesting, Ross, about this year in the playoffs, especially in the AFC, because everybody's sort of together in how, obviously, no Kansas City, it's more wide open. This year in the AFC, it's really about the coaches, I would say. I mean, you've got Sean Payton has a ring. Jim Harbaugh does, too. Mike Tomlin does, say what you want. Then you've got Vrabel's been a coach of the year. He's won as a player. McDermott in all his years. Cohen is the new one. Who'd I leave out? D'Amico Ryans, I guess. But where you don't have the quarterbacks with a lot of winning experience, you do have coaches who have done it. So it makes for an interesting, you know, I guess it's mostly narratives, but it's different this year in that way.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It just feels like whoever loses this Bills-Jags game, it's going to end up being like a really deflating, disappointing. So if the Bills lose, that just stinks. You know, I mean, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson, no Chiefs and Mahomes, and yet they don't even win a playoff game. For the Jags, it'll be like, okay, cool. You know, they won the AFC South, but they're still the Jags. They can't beat a team like the Bills. I told you shouldn't believe in them. You know, I'm not buying the Jags till they prove it. Like, one way or the other, it's going to be a bad narrative for the team that loses that game. I would have loved to have seen those teams matched up with others, because I really do think both these teams are capable of winning multiple playoff games. And it would be especially bad for Buffalo, you know, if they lose. And I think, you know, because everybody's looking at it, and I even posted this at Ross Tucker NFL, you know, coming into the year, there was the four consensus elite quarterbacks that nobody really even disagreed with. In some order, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Everybody kind of agreed, okay, those are clearly the four best guys. Well, the only guy still playing is Josh.
Right.
So that should be a real feather in his cap. He should get a lot of credit for that. You know, hey, he's still here. His team at least made the playoffs. The other three guys didn't. But instead, it's going to get spun if they lose, like, gosh, they can't even get it done. He can't even get it done when these other guys aren't in there, which I think is a little unfair, especially, you know, if they have to play against a team that might be the best in the AFC in Jacksonville.
What about the NFC side, Ross? I mean, you're around the Eagles. I think you just maybe had their game, right, on Sunday?
Yes, very cool. I called the Eagles against the Commanders for CBS on Sunday with Kevin Harlan, which was really neat.
So they go in as the three: Chicago, Green Bay, Philadelphia, San Francisco. The Rams are the only, I mean, sizable favorite in all of Wild Card Weekend. Big favorites in Carolina, where they've lost this year, by the way. And then Seattle up top, and Seattle is now the betting favorite with their win over San Francisco and the bye. Who do you like on the NFC side? Can Philadelphia flip a switch and have last year happen, or maybe are there too many flaws?
I think it's in my mind, I think that it's probably the Seahawks or the Rams.
Okay.
You know, the Seahawks are super impressive, and they only have to win two home games. The Rams, you know, are still probably overall the best team. And I kind of like their path. I mean, this first game, no offense to any Panthers fans listening, but like, I think the Rams are going to destroy them. And it's almost like a playoff tune-up game, which is a really rare thing to get. You know, it's almost like, I'm not saying they wouldn't rather have the bye, because they would. But if you're looking to get some momentum going, playing a Carolina Panthers team that might actually at this point be the worst in their division, yeah, but they won it, that's pretty good. I think the Eagles have a chance just because their defense is so good. And if, you know, they haven't really run Jalen Hurts very much. And so if they get that, you know, it's almost like they've been waiting and they've been saving it. And so if they break that out, and they can really get the run game going because they run Hurts 5 to 7 times or whatever, that makes the Eagles pretty dangerous because their defense is playing at a super high level right now. It's actually cool to watch their defense against the Niners offense. That'll be an awesome matchup. I'm in the booth for that one on Sunday afternoon with Ian Eagle for radio, Westwood One. So after the Bills game, if you guys are driving around, you can check that out, and then you guys probably have a post-game show or something. But then
we'll be hosting
Monday night, I'm sideline for Texans and Steelers. I'm doing the Keystone State Kid. I'm doubling up in the state of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Turnpike. Just easy
there
game.
You go.
Easy game.
Is there an upset you like here? I mean, we already mentioned how the spreads aren't big except for Carolina, and there's no way I would expect that you think, after what you just said, that's an upset. But, like, you know, Chargers at New England,
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh even. Yeah, Pittsburgh hosting Houston. Like, can they give Houston a game?
I think I'm looking at it. Oh, wow, the Carolina went up 10.5.
Yeah.
So interesting, by the way, that the Bills are favored in that. I think the two underdogs I like the most would probably be the Chargers and the Steelers. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I think, has it in him to get that done, potentially. Chargers, they rested their guys. I can see Herbert, you know, getting that done. Those are the two with the best chance, I would say. Not that the Niners can't, but that would surprise me a little bit more. I think it's more likely that, and I'm not talking about, like, I'm not even counting Bills Jags at 1.5 or right. Packers Bears at 1.5.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Those spreads are too tight.
Interesting to me that the Chargers are such a small favorite, 3.5 at New England. They're the same underdog that the Steelers are against a Patriot team that had such a great year. Ross, sorry about your hand. Thank you for today, and it should be a great weekend. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been terrible radio. I don't know. It's just when you were talking about the image of outside in shorts in the snow, that for obvious reasons is like the first thing I think of. So
yeah, sure.
Sorry, everybody. Hope you guys already ate your late lunch or early dinner.
At least we feel, at worst, we feel like we know you better. That's really, we had at least that.
You guys.
You know, we're always after that. Sure. All right, thanks, Ross. There's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, if you want him. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
I don't want to talk about Allen with this seeming opening in the AFC without Mahomes, but I do, because I think that everybody will be doing this. And I kind of want to just sort of block it out, but I don't know if it's right to, you know, like this is.
Yeah, I'm ready to go on it whenever you want.
All right. 803-0550, that's next here on WGR.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.